You're listening to
Cattails. Hi, and welcome to Cattails. In this edition, I spend a little time with Anthrax bassist Frank Bellow on the last UK date of the band's Among the Kings tour. He chats to me about being part of the Big Four, the band's very own beer, and experiencing music on vinyl. But most importantly, he tells me about why he wants to pass on the torch of playing music to the next generation. This is The One with Frank Bellow.
This is fifth day of five in a row on this show specifically, because there's two sets in this show. It's quite the set. So I think we, like, everybody goes, they have a drink and go to bed, because you know the next day is going to be full of everything. And so it's a lot of work, but it's great. The reaction has been insane. You've probably seen the press.
Yeah.
It's a big show. It's people are really coming in droves. A lot of these shows are sold out.
I know.
So we couldn't be more excited. So we're pretty excited. And we have the Raven Age, which are good kids, opening up for us. And I'm really excited for them because they deserve some push, and I'm happy for them. So it's a good build for the fans. Yeah.
And it's the last date, Among the Kings
UK.
Tour. The last UK date. So where are you going after here then, Frank?
We go right to Europe.
Okay.
We go to the Netherlands, which is awesome. You know, okay, now that starts. We have four more weeks now of Europe. This is quite the tour. We I have nine or 10 days off between this and America. And then we go right for another 6 weeks of America. So with this same kind of show, it's a lot of touring, but this is how you do it nowadays. This is, bands have to stay on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it's done. And people have been asking this. We're not going to do Among the Living in America.
Right.
We're going to do a different set and mixture of older songs and newer songs. But this is specific for Europe, UK and Europe. And I can't tell you the reaction it's beginning. It's great, and the tickets in America also are really doing well. So it's all worthwhile. You know, at the end of the day, we're still fans, right?
Yeah.
And all you want is, you know, as musicians, people write the songs, blah blah blah. We're still fans. All you want to do is you see the fans in the audience. You want to create this one energy. And it's not about the band. It's really about creating that energy together. That's the vibe of a show. That's why I got into music, because when I went to shows, I wanted to feel that energy with the band.
Yeah.
And I think it's really happening every night. And we feel it, and you get the high. It's such a great high to see what's going on. And, you know, everybody's saying Anthrax is their best record since, you know, forever. And to see that 35 years in, to see what we're doing here, I'm very, not only humbled, but it's very satisfying because we put a lot of work into this.
Sure.
And thankfully, it's nice to see that hard work pays off.
So for this particular tour, am I right in saying that you actually asked the fans what they wanted to hear on the set list?
Yeah, and again,
that's great interaction.
It totally is, and it's not a ploy. It's not just, oh my God, this is a big hype thing. Truthfully, is we're fans.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that position. That's what we have to do that. And I think that's really important. Never disconnect from what brought you here.
Sure.
Fans, we're fans. I always try to retrace what happened. How did this become this?
Yeah.
Put yourself looking at the show. What do you want? Ask them. Ask them and see what they want. If I was a fan, say Iron Maiden back in the day, if there was internet and all that stuff growing up, I want to hear this, I want to hear this. And of course, it's all within reason. If we have that in our, if we can do it and all that stuff. And it's fun to just see the votes coming in and say, yeah, we are playing that. Yeah, we are playing that. Cool. Yeah. You want to hear it? We'll learn this.
Yes.
And that's kind of fun. And
it
just so happens that most of the more popular have been working. They were in the set anyway. So cool,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So again, put yourself in that fan perspective, in that position. So it's a really nice thing.
So you're doing Among the Living, and you're also doing some from the new album as well?
There's two sets. We do, the first set is not Among the Living.
Right.
We take a little break.
And that's what the fans have chosen.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Again, it's all within reason. Not all the songs you want to hear, but all within reason. And it happens to be a lot of the songs that they're picking, which is fine. And again, it's all working very nicely. It seems everybody from the reviews I've been getting from my manager, it's been going nuts. Right. I'm really excited about this.
So For All Kings is actually the 11th album that you've actually done studio-wise,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's crazy.
That's a lot of albums.
It's a lot of records and a lot of, you know, I think albums at this point in our life are scrapbooks.
Yeah.
Scrapbooks of your life. You can turn the page and, you know, even when we play Among the Living from 87, when you start playing those songs, you could actually go back, even when we started to rehearse the songs and just hear them again. It brings you back to the studio time, it brings you back to the writing time.
Yeah.
And it's really, you go back in the scrapbook. And I think fans are doing that. I think they're going back when they hear Among the Living songs, even the deep cuts that we don't usually play live. Mm. I think they're going back in their lives and seeing that time. And that's really great. But then again, when there's a first set, we would play something from For All Kings and seeing even a bigger reaction. It's like, oh my God. So the story continues.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And that's what's great about being in Anthrax. We never rest on our laurels. We're in a really good place right now, and I have to say that, and it's because of the fans.
Right.
They're reacting to what we're doing, really, in a big way. And I have to say this. What's going on, this all started from the Big Four.
Yeah.
I think it opens, you know, Metallica's probably the biggest band in the world, which they're all friends from forever, and this is how great they are. They didn't have to do this Big Four thing, but that Big Four opened us up to a whole different audience.
Right.
Along with our fans came this whole Metallica fan base that maybe just heard of Anthrax but never really saw them or heard them, and that gave them they saw us, and it's been this wave since then. Like, with our fan base and this new fan base coming in, mixing, and you see it in the audience.
Yeah.
And it's been absolutely a brilliant time to just be and see it it's just been on a rise. And it's fun. And let me tell you something, that gets your fire burning.
Right.
It really does.
Right.
So we're really pleased right now.
So for 30 years on, you know, it's quite hard to keep it fresh, isn't it? And keep that enthusiasm. So actually to see that back from the fans must be satisfying.
That's the energy. See, you know, all this touring stuff, I think people have this this vision of how touring is. It's the rock star life and all that. Look, I don't want to ruin anybody's dream how that is. But the truth is, you see us. I woke up on my tour bus today, came in, washed up, let me shower, all that good stuff, do my yoga just to get in shape for the show.
Yeah.
Because look, at the end of the day, this isn't an easy show. Mm. We're a pretty energetic band. If you've probably seen Anthrax, you have to keep up with your body. You have to eat right, and everybody thinks it's partying. Look, I'd love to say that, but there's nothing better for me after a show to have a nice whiskey, you know, and just hang out and listen to some good music and chill. Anthrax has never done drugs. We're not interested in all that stuff. So I mean, we'll have a drink. That's good, and have some fun. And tonight, it's funny, because tonight's the fifth in a row. We have this thing called a day off tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it before. We've never heard of a day off.
No idea what that is.
So yeah, we have this thing called a day off, a rare day off. But I have a clinic.
I
have a bass clinic in the Netherlands. And, I love doing them, but I probably could have used a little more sleep.
Yeah.
But so I'm doing a bass clinic in the Netherlands tomorrow, but I welcome that. That's the, you know, refuel.
Yes.
Refuel. Sure. So I think everybody's a little excited. Tonight we'll have a few, more than one, you know, more than a couple. So everybody release some steam on the bus, and it's a long drive. So we're looking forward to it. So you can feel the anticipation. You can see it in the hallways. But it'll be a great show.
And then of course, you're going to be busy anyway. So
you
haven't planned that very well, Frank, have you? Come on.
No, I've been told that also. But, you know, I love clinics. In clinics for me, it's all about passing the torch.
Yeah.
For the new generation, there's a lot of young kids that come to my clinics, along with regular, just people at any age, quite honestly.
Yeah.
You go anywhere from my clinics from 12, just like the Anthrax audience, from 12 years old to 50. So the Anthrax audience comes to these clinics, and I love nothing more than to put my bass on somebody, young or old, to see that look. And if they want to know something that I can pass on, I have a 10-year-old son, so it's all about you know, the future.
Yeah,
so this music thing has been really, I'm very thankful for it. I'm very humbled and grateful. I want to pass it. I want to pass that on to make people feel what. And I was very lucky with this stuff. So I want a kid or anybody out there to have that same, you know, hope.
Yes.
I want to give out hope and something for the future, and not just video games.
Sure.
Because I think, I don't know what that can do for you. That's cool for entertainment, but this can actually give you something, pleasure from learning.
Yeah.
Learning an instrument. And there's nothing more. Imagine just picking up an instrument. There's nothing more. I do it to this day. Than sitting down and that gratification of just playing a song.
Yeah.
I want to pass that on to somebody. Anybody. It doesn't matter. Young or old. So I think that's really important. Now.
Is that one of the reasons you got involved with the Little Kids Rocks your charity as well? You know, that kind of handing over the baton and
that was
flying
me.
Little bird.
That was me. That, if you think about it, growing up, my view, my mother and father were divorced. My father took off. I had no heroes.
Yeah.
My heroes were bass players. You know, it was, you know, and Kiss. I have to say, Kiss were heroes of mine back in the day, too, also. So, for bass players specifically, it was Geddy Lee, Geezer Butler, and Steve Harris.
Right, okay.
Looking up to these guys, I want to do that.
Right.
And that's what I set my goals to. I think that was a tunnel vision. That's why the distractions of life, I tried, I mean, of course, it's always going to happen, but I kind of just pushed them out of the way. This is what I want to do. I came home from school. You know, I did my homework and right to my base.
Right, okay.
So if I can help anybody like that, because that's what I did, and I never preached to anybody. This is, I just give them my story.
Sure.
And that's what it's about for me now.
Yeah.
So we're very lucky to still be doing this in a big way.
Yeah.
If I can help you get a visual of what you want to do, I've done my job.
Wow.
It's really the truth.
Yeah, that's really noble. That's lovely.
It's
that's great.
It is what it is. I just like, I feel good doing it, and I know it's right.
Yes.
And I know it's right. And having a child, believe me, and I want to help the future, because I think we need it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Especially in this political thing that's going on
Yeah. So you said there about just coming home and playing the bass. Why the bass? You know, what was so magical about that particular instrument? Drums, no.
Great
guitar,
question.
No. You know, come on.
You know, because I would play guitar. I started playing on guitar. And in fact, I grew up with Charlie. And I started playing all, when I heard a song to copy, I was playing the bass parts on guitar.
Okay.
And I think him and my friend Michael, we were jamming with it. He goes, "You're playing all the bass parts. Why don't you just switch the bass?" And it made, and as soon as I put on a bass, it clicked in. It just locked in. And I write my songs on guitar still. That's how I write songs.
Okay.
And I love playing guitar. In fact, I have a side group with Dave Ellison from Megadeth. You know Dave Ellison?
Yeah.
We have a side group called Altitudes and Attitude that we do, and I sing and play guitar. He plays bass in that.
Okay.
So it's a side thing. You can get it on iTunes and check it out, Altitudes and Attitude. We have something new coming out next year. But that's a side thing, so I still play guitar, but my passion is bass. It'll always be bass.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So after all these years, you sound like you're still enthusiastic, which is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. This band, if you watch the band, the crazy thing about Anthrax now, all right, this is five in a row. Everybody's a little knickered today.
Mm.
And we'll be fine for the show. I'm not really worried about that. Mm. But if you see the hunger and this genuine hunger, because we smell it, we taste it. You taste what's going on. We've tapped into something really cool in our writing. The people, fans, as we are tapping into that. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great energy. That's why we can do these tours that come out. It's like, wow, it's the wow factor, because we have the songs to back it and the energy on stage. So that's why I think you see the hunger. I think people see that in general. They're seeing it in the States over there now, because those tickets are selling well, which is great. So universally, people have been asking Anthrax for a headline tour for a long time, because we haven't done this.
No.
We've been opening and been asked to do so many tours, because these people, it's great to be wanted. So you always hear, all right, we're going to do the headline tour, we're finally going to do a headline tour, and then this great band who's going to have a bigger audience that you can play to and hopefully make Anthrax fans out of them ask you to do another great big tour. We have to play with them. And be smart.
It's just
therefore, we can come back and do our own thing now. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, that's terrific.
It's great.
And Four Royal Kings is going marvelously well. Thanks. Brilliantly well.
In touch wood,
I mean, the industry has changed us a lot though,
hasn't
it? Let's be honest. We're now down to downloads and stuff like that.
Spotify.
Although, Four Royal Kings, of course, is on vinyl.
Yeah,
that little box set.
Don't
terrific.
Don't forget vinyl.
Yes.
Don't forget the box set.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is so... The cool thing about our fan base, they get it. They understand. We want to do something cool. Again, put yourself in their place. We're fans. What would you want? A box set? Cool vinyl? I love vinyl.
Yeah.
See, remember this. And you know that you guys know this vinyl. How cool is it to open that package?
Oh, no.
A record, see with the band, you look at it, it's an experience. Yeah. It's not just the music. The music is the added greatness, the great fun, right?
Yeah.
But to look at that and have that experience of a record and then listen to it while you're looking at the record.
Yeah.
How great is that?
That's a tangible experience, isn't it?
It's a tangible experience that people should not lose out on. I want to give that experience because it's very important.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the way a lot of people got to be this.
Yes.
And a lot of specifically Anthrax.
Yeah.
So why not give that experience away?
Yeah.
And just have fun with it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
It's another element, and I think it's important.
Yeah, sure. You know? And of course, you've got a beer out now as well. I mean,
how
lucky are you guys to actually go tasting beer? I mean,
have you tasted it yet?
We're just
getting it out. Just getting it out. So when you taste it, I'll tell you this much.
Yeah.
I've been told, and this is just from people who've told me, that they're comparing it to a lot of great beers out there, which I'm very pleased with. And I can tell you this, just from my point of view, I'm very proud of it, because it took a while to get to the point where we wanted it. They sent a lot of testers over, and that was my pleasure.
It was deliberately a long time. Yeah. Come on, Frank, wasn't it?
It is absolutely where it's supposed to be. It's straight from the band. It's not some guy outside doing it. It's straight from the band.
That's good.
We love beer, obviously. Yeah. So when you taste it, just know it's straight from the band, and we're very pleased with it. We're big fans of the Iron Maiden Trooper beer, and a lot of people are saying, wow, this is just as, you know, and I want to do that.
Yeah.
Because I love that beer. I'm very proud of our beer.
Oh,
so
excellent.
So it's a shot.
All about being authentic then. So the band have been involved in it. It's all about what you really like yourselves.
It's all from the band. It will always be about the band, from the band to the fan. So it's one energy together, one thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love what you're talking about here in terms of like actually being interactive with the band, with the fans and delivering what they want, which is so refreshing in today's age, isn't it?
There's no elitism. This is one energy we're building together. It's together. You know, we're lucky enough to do this. Don't forget where you came from. Yeah. Never forget where you came from.
That is so
right?
true.
And that's the truth.
Absolutely. So just to finish off for you then, because I know that you're very, very busy. Yeah. What's next? What's next, Frank? What haven't you actually done? You know, what haven't you conquered yet?
No, we have a lot. Frank's, you know, it's great. This obviously a touring cycle still going on. We have, like I said, this finishes in 4 weeks from today. From today. And 9 days off with my family. It'd be nice to say hello and everything. I have a 10-year-old son, as we said. Thank God for FaceTime to talk to him every day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, after that, another 6 weeks in America.
Right.
Japan, I'm hearing Australia, and it's just a lot more touring. Mm-hmm. And then later on, we'll start thinking about another record.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a lot of people who haven't seen this.
Yeah.
You know, specifically headlining.
Yeah.
So this is the first run of the headline.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunities. I'm hearing stuff about January that I'm pretty excited about.
Oh, wow.
Too. So, yeah.
That's forward planning.
In this business, you have no choice. You have to make everything lock up and just wait. It's promoted the right way. And again, I promise you this, the fans will be happy.
I'm sure they will.
Because we're fans.
I'm sure they will. Frank, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the great knowledge.
No, absolutely. It's been really interesting.
Same
very
here.
Much indeed. So we will stick around for the show. Looking forward to it.
I hope you have a good time.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you. Cheers.
Enjoy the clinic tomorrow.
Oh, I will. You've been listening to Cattails.
To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.